Welcome to the Richard Rants Show. This is Richard Rants. Thanks for tuning in. Every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, live here on Facebook and later posted to a handful of podcast platforms via the Anchor app, including Google, which I have posted on my Facebook page. If you would like to call in and talk to me, that would be awesome, and I would welcome that. I would certainly welcome any callers. Just email me at richardrants@yahoo.com. Or if you happen to be on Facebook, you can message me on Facebook as well. I'm here to talk about politics. And that is a wide-ranging topic going from local to national, international, personal politics, even cosmic politics, and I'm here to talk about all of that. How to make sense of the massive information that we receive. First, I parse. What is credible? What is not? Many of these decisions are very easy for me based on what I already know or the source of misinformation, notorious as such. The tone can be indicative, blustering, dismissive, reliance on emotionally biased YouTube video to make their point in absence of a preponderance of evidence that can be read and viewed. That's a sign. Once I have excised outright falsities from my information intake, I proceed to analysis of events and situations. Somewhere beyond that lies steps that I and others can take to improve the state of our disintegrating world. One topic that currently strikes me over and over again is the importance of overcoming the fascist authoritarian cult of personality around Trumpism that threatens our democracy and our world. I need not tire you with the further recitation of the lies that spew from the so-called leader's disingenuous maw, too numerous to list. The lies have caused death. The criminal in the White House can add manslaughter to the crimes it is guilty of. Manslaughter defined as causing death either from inaction or by encouragement, both of which it is guilty of. Soon after guidelines recommending mask wearing for everyone's protection were announced by medical professionals sometime in March, backed by overwhelming knowledge and experience of scientists and doctors around the world, the U.S. criminal in chief said that it was optional and it wasn't going to wear one, thus encouraging its followers to eschew the protective mask wearing and endangering everyone, causing disease and death. And it is proud of it. Its followers are proud when they do not wear the mask. I needn't remind you of the encouragement to violence and racism, the support of racist and fascist voices, memes, organizations, the rampant nepotism, corruption, incompetence. We all know it. We are at a crossroads, and the path to Trumpism will lead to the death blow for the dying planet as we know it. Climate disaster left to run amok. No respect for science or truth. No cooperation with international organizations in which responsible nations of the world may cooperate with each other to staunch the destruction, take steps to control and mitigate the climate emergency, and to help those who are most in need in this world. Refugees of all kinds, including from climate disaster, the global poor, victims of the extreme inequality in this world. In this country, as is well known to those who see, the lack of national health care is a national disgrace, as all other prosperous nations in the world take care of their citizens' health, and this most prosperous country does not. This must change. Need I add that under Trump and its so-called Republican toady followers, it will only get worse? One of their ongoing projects has been to destroy Obama's ACA healthcare plan. That plan, while falling far short of what is needed, did extend healthcare coverage to millions of people in this country who previously could not afford it. Biden-Harris and the Democratic Party's healthcare proposal would extend the coverage. The Republicans did not even bother to present a platform, simply saying in essence that they will defer everything to their dear leader's judgment. The Democratic Party and the Biden-Harris platform is the product of a strong and inexorable movement to the left that has been fueled largely by the influence of Bernie Sanders' Our Revolution movement. It includes serious steps to address climate change and to further expand medical coverage for the U.S. population. No doubt, it still does not go far enough for many of us, myself included. But there is a lot of chance that, as the platform has already been pushed in progressive and humanitarian directions, it can continue to be pushed by grassroots and mass action to move ever closer to the ideals that we are fighting for. In contrast, such action will lead only to totalitarian measures that quash dissent if Trump is allowed to win. We are battling for our lives and the life of the entire world, and the Trump re-election would be its death knell. It is of massive life and death importance that we elect Biden-Harris and then continue to push them, as we know that they can be pushed in further progressive and humanitarian direction. Let me turn briefly to talk about some specific aspects of the Biden-Harris and Democratic plan that are before us and that can continue to be pushed further in a humanitarian, progressive, left-leaning direction, as it already has. Broad public investment in infrastructure, like America's roads and bridges, highly needed. And also, it will include a work plan to put people to work, much like during the New Deal of Franklin Roosevelt, which followed a period in which FDR came into an economy that was mired in the Great Depression, and we are now in another Great Depression. Public works, employing Americans who need jobs. This reminds me that other countries have enacted relief measures for their citizenry, including Canada, about $2,000 a month. In Europe, people were guaranteed their wages on behalf of the government, guaranteeing them through their places of employment. While here in the United States, we have had one $1,200 check in 10 weeks. This country is not caring about its citizens. Meanwhile, the Republican leadership is very quick to take measures to bring a conservative Supreme Court justice in to replace the great RBG, the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who unfortunately has passed. Oh, they come through like vultures to bring a replacement for her so that they can enact their dreams of reversing Roe v. Wade and taking away a woman's right to choose what happens to her body when she is pregnant, and to take away other rights, such as perhaps the right to health care, which most other prosperous and civilized, or at least advanced humanitarian nations, because what is civilization after all? That may be relative, but humanitarian is not relative. Humanitarian is caring for our fellow humans, something the Republican Party definitely doesn't do, something that the narcissist in chief most certainly does not do. So all they care about is power, not about people. So while they do not pass a relief bill, because all they care about is power, the first one the Democrats reluctantly agreed to because, well, at least there was some relief in it, but most of it was graft, because that's the hallmark of this administration, graft and corruption. So $500 billion into the mire, unaudited, much like our budget for the extremely bloated defense, looked over or distributed by the Pentagon, also mired in graft and unaudited. Pentagon budgets, the one reliable budget that will always increase, despite the fact that it is as much as the next 10 global defense budgets combined, which includes China and Russia, Germany. Imagine all the biggest defense budgets in the world combined is less than our Pentagon budget. Meanwhile, these buffoons tell us that we cannot afford health care for all, Medicare for all. How are we going to pay for it while they dispense trillions to their toadyish followers, to their corrupt endeavors, to the industries that caused the global warming that engenders fires in California and throughout the West Coast and natural disasters all over the world, a massive epidemic of climate refugees, the gas and oil industry, the fossil fuel industry, propped up by the corrupt forces in American politics. This is what we are given by the people in power. On climate change, on the Democratic side, and the Democrats are the only viable opposition party to Trump, and they are movable and have been moved. And the only way we get Trump out in this country is to elect the Biden-Harris and the Democratic candidates by a landslide. Their climate goals, as set right now in the current Democratic platform, include to set a national goal for achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions for all new buildings by 2030 and an attempt to create a 100% clean building sector, commit to an eliminating carbon pollution from power plants by 2035 through new technology neutral standards for clean energy and energy efficiency, including the installation of 500 million solar panels and 60,000 made in America wind turbines. And we need to admit also, and this isn't on the platform, that reduction in the use of power is going to be an important goal, since America, with 4% of the population, uses 25% of the world's resources, including power. Also, coincidentally, the American COVID death toll is about 25% of the death toll. The American COVID number of people infected is about 25% of the number globally. While again, the U.S. has only about 4% of the population, this is also a major, major reason that we do not have a viable leadership in this country, because unlike in other countries where it was clear that the leaders encouraged the well-known best practices to reduce infection from this pandemic, such as wearing a mask, contact tracing, testing, the leaders of other countries that were responsible came on television wearing a mask and made it clear to everyone that this was a measure that they must take in order to reduce the effect of the spread of this pandemic, and they were successful. Note South Korea, Taiwan, even the countries in Europe were successful once they got on this. Czechoslovakia was an early adopter to wearing masks and never even got to the point where they had to shut down their economy. South Korea also did not have to shut down their economy. Countries that took the right precautions reached a point already where they could open schools, not because it was the foolish wish of a foolish and lying leader. Note the Bob Woodward revelations. Lying. This leader actually knew how serious the situation was back in March when he talked to Bob Woodward. Actually knew, but continued to lie to the American public to protect short-term gains in the stock market. Actually, it turns out pretty long-term. Stock market pretty much crashed in March, but it's made back most of that at this point. It's not rational how the stock market behaves in relation to the economy. But it's all backwards. While this non-leader that we have says that we should open the schools, that's backwards. You don't open the schools before you've got the pandemic under control. That's something that you can safely do after the pandemic is under control. The Biden-Harris platform includes a commitment that all jobs in the clean energy economy will be unionized. This is a pro-union platform. The Democrats are pro-union in their platform. Unlike the Republicans, who are the party of the rich and the party of the racists, party of the union busters, and overall now just the party of the cult of personality of Trump. They're not even a real party. They don't even have a platform. We need to vote for the Democrats, but more than that, we need to fight for the Democrats. Under criminal justice, Democratic platform will create a federal civilian corps of unarmed first responders, including social workers, EMTs, and trained mental health professionals to handle nonviolent emergencies in communities so as to cut down on the use of police in those situations. That is in the Democratic platform. That corresponds to the movement to defund the police. That is a cornerstone of the movement to defund the police, as we read over and over again every day about a new horrendous act committed by police, criminals, and murderers who have been protected by impunity up to this point, who have no better way to respond to many of these nonviolent situations, many who are facing people with mental illness, and these cops do not know how to de-escalate a situation, but they do know how to use deadly force, and they do know that they can get away with it. This has got to end. This is why we have the Black Lives Matter movement and the movements to end police brutality, why it is despicable that the murderers of Breonna Taylor were just essentially let off the hook on the criminal level, while settlements continue to be paid. That is coming out of taxpayer dollars, and it does not solve the problem. There are some areas where bad apples cannot be allowed to continue. We don't hear, as Chris Rock has said in one of his recent routines, we don't hear the airline industry saying, well, almost all of our pilots will land the plane safely, but unfortunately, maybe we do have a few bad apples on the staff who will purposely crash the plane. No, we don't have that. We don't have a few bad apples in the fire department that may simply set fires instead of putting them out. There are areas and bad apples cannot be allowed to persist in a police department. But also this analogy is faulty because it talks about the situation where people are putting apples away for long-term storage and one bad apple, in fact, will spoil the entire barrel. And when people are putting away, farmers are putting away their apples for storage in barrels, they check every single apple assiduously to make sure that it does not have a single flaw. Because one flawed apple in a barrel will end up ruining the whole barrel during the long winter of storage. Bad apples cannot be tolerated. The Democratic platform pledges to reduce the militarization of police by reinstating a rule to limit the sale and transfer of military weapons to police departments and domestic law enforcement agencies. We'll decriminalize marijuana and legalize medical marijuana at the federal level. This is long past due. And we'll recommend individual states have the discretion to legalize recreational marijuana use. And many states are already ahead of this, such as California, have already decriminalized recreational marijuana use and have gone a step further to expunge the records of those whose records were ruined by arrests for nonviolent recreational marijuana use, which did not hurt anybody. The Democratic platform pledges to end the use of private prisons and detention centers, including for immigration-related offenses. And as we have been reading lately, as the continuing horror show of the Trump administration's despicable and racist policies towards immigration, we've been reading about how, first of all, there is extreme neglect of people who are incarcerated because of their immigration status, most of whom are actually not even criminals, but the treatment that they're receiving is treatment that would not be acceptable if they were. But people who have simply not attained the complete documentation for their immigration status, many of whom have lived in this country peacefully and productively, paid their taxes, law-abiding citizens for their entire lives, have been scooped up off the street and put in these inhumane prison situations. I'm going to pick up this phone just in case. Hello, caller. Hello, you are a caller on the Richard Rantz Show. But you are not. I do accept calls onto my show, but generally I will schedule them in advance. So please contact me if you wish to be a caller. The immigration policy has been despicable and disgusting, led by the racist White House advisor, Stephen Miller, who helped to craft it, white supremacist that he is, racist that he is. This is the core of the Trump administration, and we must end this administration. And that means that we must have a landslide for Biden-Harris, and we must turn the Senate democratically led. It must become a Democratic majority, and the House must stay a Democratic majority, and it must be increased, because that is the only way. After all, this criminal in the White House was in fact impeached by the House, and the Senate, the corrupt Republican-led Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, Turtle Mitch, the one who does not care about people but only about power, who has done nothing with this administration except continue to bring conservative, and by that I mean far right-wing judges into our courts. That is all that matters, because they wish to undermine any possible progressive humanitarian reform or advance, or even undermine current hard-fought progressive ideals that actually have been achieved. The Voting Rights Act was already gutted, and the Supreme Court, which is already a majority far right, and will become even more so. Now, we've got to use the nuclear option when it comes to that, which means that if this Senate should dare, and this president should dare, to put through a replacement for the heroic RBG Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a toady from the right wing, who will then vote to reverse Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose, and vote to ensconce anti-democratic laws in this country. If they should dare, we have to make sure that Biden Harris are put in the White House, that the Democrats have a majority in the Senate and the House, and we have to push them to then increase the number of members of the Supreme Court and nominate enough members to make it a majority progressive Supreme Court. Oh, the Republicans may then threaten to do the same if they ever become the leaders, but they must not ever become the leaders again. The Republican Party should be put on the scrap heap of history. I'm not saying become a one-party system. The current Democratic Party could then split. You know, the Whigs, W-H-I-G-S, were put on the scrap heap of history sometime in the early 19th century, if I correctly recall. That did not mean that we became a one-party system. It means perhaps, well, the Republicans can become a small party, like right-wing parties, like, unfortunately, some left-wing parties, like the Green Party. It would be best if we had a system more like the democratic systems of parliamentary governments in Europe and other democratic governments, where every party gets a piece to play in the parliament, depending on how many votes they get. But that's not the system that we have. Of course, we have to get rid of the Electoral College, and we will have a chance of that under a Democratic Congress as well. We can go on to votesaveamerica.com and make phone calls to help Biden, Harris win and the Democrats win. I hope that we do. We all need to work for that, to save our country and to save the world. And that is not an exaggeration. I thank you for tuning in this week. I will be back next week. Rant and resist. Peace and love.